WXLK HD Roanoke.
Laughter-induced accidents are not covered by insurance. Listen with caution when consuming hot beverages for the next 4 hours.
Out!
In the morning.
Time to start your day with the K92 Morning Thing. If you can handle laughter, occasional silliness, and a good time, then you're in the right place. If not, well, you've been warned. Here's Monica Brooks, Antoine Terrell, and Chris Ryan.
Just after 6 o'clock, 6:01 to be exact, going to be windy and 45 today, so you should probably keep rocks in your pockets.
That's what
Whipping
I was...
around.
I was always told that as a kid because I was like super skinny. I'm still super skinny. Uh-huh. But that's what my family would always say. All right, make sure you keep rocks in your pockets so you don't get blown away. I'm like, thank you for reminding me I weigh 7 pounds.
Oh, yeah. did you ever put a little pebble or a rock in your pocket?
With my chicken legs.
33 in the NRV, 43 in Lynchburg, 40 in Roanoke. And I woke up this morning because I normally don't take a shower before I come to work in the morning. I'm a shower before bed person.
Okay.
But I got up early this morning and I couldn't go back to sleep. You know what? I'm going to get up. I'm going to feel refreshed. I got up and took a shower this morning. One thing I've always wondered is how does a towel get dirty? You know what I mean? After you take a shower, mm-hmm. you use a clean towel. You supposedly showered. You're all nice and clean. You cleaned everywhere. How does, after a couple uses, your towel start to smell bad?
Picks like up that dirty. Dander and odors, especially if it's, you know, just picks up the air. Particles in the air, right?
And I guess the water, the mm-hmm. you know, if you leave something wet too long, it'll start to have some mold. Towels just take longer, I think it's a part of the water and all the stuff that Monica said as well.
So it's not the fact that I'm not cleaning myself good.
Oh, no, you're clean.
That's what we're going to say. Because we're stuck in a small room with you.
No, trust me. I was like, I clean myself really good. I'm like, why does this towel smell like I'm dirty still?
Oh, no.
What's on your mind, Monica?
I would say yesterday, even with all the rain, people were moving out and about. I was surprised. Because, you know, with that much rain, usually you want to, like, shut down and take a nap, right?
Right.
You feel like that. But no, like, even Hendrix, he went walking with friends, and they grabbed dinner together. Like, it was a lot of motion, a lot of things happening in the rain. Good. It was good. All great things. Positive things.
I had to get out yesterday afternoon. I was waiting for it to stop raining. It never did. So I actually had to get out and run some errands, something I had to do. So I had to fight with all the flooding in the parking lot.
Oh,
I had to go to the grocery store, and the Kroger parking lot was just flooded. There was waves coming and everything.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I will say I did one no-no, which I felt safe and I knew the street, but they had a sign up saying that the street was closed. I'm like, that street's not closed.
I'm going to make it open. How dare you tell me?
Well, I was like, I know that street is open. So I did kind of like,
so you drove around a sign. You are such a criminal. Like, I really want you to get arrested.
No,
I don't want you to stay overnight in prison, but I really need you in handcuffs by a police officer that's not, you know, having fun with you.
All right. What's on your mind this morning, Antoine?
There's someone listening probably right now that's either on their way to the gym or they're at the gym right now. And I am jealous that they are getting to work out because I need to work out some frustrations with Amazon this morning.
Oh.
Because I don't appreciate if Amazon's package is late to me, they just stop updating. They just stop updating what day it's going to show up. They said if it's not between January 10th and January 15th, you can get a refund.
Well, I look at Chris because, Chris, you said you used to work for Amazon. Why is that?
Yeah, so I can't explain that.
Okay.
I know a lot of things, but I don't know everything. But, yeah.
All right, well.
It does that to me, too. And I'm like, okay, when is it going to be here?
All right.
And then all of a sudden, it just shows up.
Okay.
Well, just know I'm going to leave after this song, head to the local gym, and work out my frustrations.
Okay.
I'm mad with Amazon because my beard oil needs to be here.
Oh, shoot.
I'm running low.
A place to go.
I was wondering why your beard was looking haggard all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's supposed to glisten.
Hold on to your brain cells. Here's Antoine's random fact of the day on K92.
Oh, look how the tables have turned. K92 Morning Thing. We had a heated debate about changing your underwear. And how often underwear needs to be changed, if it has to be changed every day, et cetera, et cetera. Well, several top dermatologists have come out and they say that men, specifically men, do not need to change their underwear every day. If they are not sweaters, heavy sweaters, like they sweat.
Yes, often. They sweat.
Uh-huh. If they don't sweat heavily and they wear loose-fitting boxers, they can go multiple days wearing the same loose-fitting boxers.
So it's only the loose-fitting boxers.
It's only the loose-fitting boxers.
All right, I hate loose-fitting boxers,
Thank you.
That'll never be me.
Anything that's tight-fitting, You need to change it every day. So that's why women are recommended to change their underwear every single day.
Every day.
Because y'all be wearing them tight old drawers.
Yes, we do.
But some men like the little baggy drawers.
No,
if you got
don't.
The baggy drawers, you ain't got to change them every day.
You like the baggy drawers, and I'm not going to say anything on that one. No.
I
just
got
don't.
Both.
Do you?
I wear both because some...
The baggy drawers?
It is hard because I go to sleep in underwear. So it's hard to go to sleep in tight-fitting underwear because if I roll around, now it's all getting jumbled and never
mind. Chris, do you own any baggy drawers?
Personal.
No, I do not have any. I've never liked the boxer shorts because if you wear them under your jeans, they bunch up under your jeans. They're just uncomfortable.
Uh-huh, and they're not cute. Yeah.
Shout out to my guy, Freddie Mac, and I'm bringing him up.
Why don't put him
Freddie
in
Mac
it.
And I had a conversation about this like a few years ago, and we found common ground that you have regular during the day underwear, which could be the boxer briefs or the tight fitting, whatever. And then when you go to sleep at night, you want it to be a little bit more loose.
Well, see, now that's different.
That's what I'm saying. That's where the loose fitting boxers are worn.
Yeah, but there's people that wear the loose fitting boxers during the day with their jeans and stuff.
Yeah,
that's true too. But Monica was judging me for just wearing them at any time.
Uh-huh.
Monica was putting her judgy hat.
I say throw away the loose drawers, guys. Throw away those loose drawers.
But they're more comfortable when I go to bed. And according
just
to
don't
doctors,
wear any drawers.
And according to these dermatologists, there was a time in my life. There was, according to these dermatologists, it is, you know, hygienic to wear the loose fitting boxes. If you can wear them multiple days, then it seems like it's more hygienic to wear those.
Right. It gives your nether regions time.
Whoa.
Listen.
I don't know what you're about to say, but you're making me nervous.
It gives your nether regions time to breathe.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
That's not the N word I thought you were going to say. I thought you were going to talk about testicles, but use another word. Right. That's what I was worried about.
Mixed nuts.
Yep. That's exactly what thought he was going to say. We're just going to have Taylor Swift.
Hello, Taylor.
Okay. Right out of this.
WXLK HD Roanoke.
Laughter-induced accidents are not covered by insurance. Listen with caution when consuming hot beverages for the next 4 hours.
Ouch!
In the morning.
Time to start your day with the K92 Morning Thing. If you can handle laughter, occasional silliness, and a good time, then you're in the right place. If not, well, you've been warned. Here's Monica Brooks, Antoine Terrell, and Chris Ryan.
Just after 6 o'clock, 6:01 to be exact. Going to be windy and 45 today, so you should probably keep rocks in your pockets.
That's what
Flipping
I was
around.
I was always told that as a kid because I was like super skinny. I'm still super skinny, uh-huh. But that's what my family always say. All right, make sure you keep rocks in your pockets so you don't get blown away. I'm like, thank you for reminding me. I weigh 7 pounds.
Oh, yeah. Did you ever put a little pebble or a rock in your pocket
with my chicken legs?
33 in the NRV, 43 in Lynchburg, 40 in Roanoke. And I woke up this morning because I normally don't take a shower before I come to work in the morning. I'm a shower before bed person.
Okay.
But I got up early this morning and I couldn't go back to sleep. You know what? I'm going to get up. I'm going to feel refreshed. I got up and took a shower this morning. One thing I've always wondered is how does a towel get dirty? You know what I mean? After you take a shower, mm-hmm. You use a clean towel. You supposedly showered. You're all nice and clean. You cleaned everywhere. How does, after a couple uses, your towel start to smell bad?
Picks like up that dander and odors, especially if it's, you know, just picks up the air, particles in the air, right?
And I guess the water, the mm-hmm. you know, if you leave something wet too long, it'll start to have some mold. Towels just take longer, I think it's a part of the water and all the stuff that Monica said as well.
So it's not the fact that I'm not cleaning myself good.
Oh, no, you're clean.
That's what we're going to say. We're stuck in a small room with you.
No, trust me, I was like, I clean myself really good. I'm like, why does this towel smell like I'm dirty still?
Oh, no.
What's on your mind, Monica?
I would say yesterday, even with all the rain, people were moving out and about. I was surprised. Because, you know, with that much rain, usually you want to, like, shut down and take a nap, right?
Right.
You feel like that. But no, like, even Hendrix, he went walking with friends, and they grabbed dinner together. Like, it was a lot of motion, a lot of things happening in the rain. Good. It was good. All great things. Positive things.
I had to get out yesterday afternoon. I was waiting for it to stop raining. It never did. So I actually had to get out and run some errands, something I had to do. So I had to fight with all the flooding in the parking lot.
Oh,
I had to go to the grocery store, and the Kroger parking lot was just flooded. There was waves coming and everything.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I will say I did one no-no, which I felt safe and I knew the street, but they had a sign up saying that the street was closed. I'm like, that street's not closed.
I'm going to make it open. How dare you tell me?
Well, I was like, I know that street is open. So I did kind of like,
so you drove around a sign. You are such a criminal. Like, I really want you to get arrested.
No,
one day.
You don't
I don't
say
want
that.
You to stay overnight in prison, but I really need you in handcuffs by a police officer that's not, you know, having fun with you.
All right. What's on your mind this morning, Antoine?
There's someone listening probably right now that's either on their way to the gym or they're at the gym right now. And I am jealous that they are getting to work out because I need to work out some frustrations with Amazon this morning.
Oh.
Because I don't appreciate if Amazon's package is late to me, they just stop updating. They just stop updating what day it's going to show up. They said if it's not between January 10th and January 15th, you can get a refund.
Well, I look at Chris because, Chris, you said you used to work for Amazon. Why is that?
Yeah, so I can't explain that.
Okay.
Look,
I know a lot of things, but I don't know everything. But, yeah.
All right. Well,
it does that to me, too. And I'm like, okay, when is it going to be here?
All right.
And then all of a sudden it just shows up.
Okay.
Well, just know I'm going to leave after this song, head to the local gym, and work out my frustrations.
Okay.
I'm mad with Amazon because my beard oil needs to be here.
Oh, shoot.
I'm running low.
A place to go.
I wasn't why
see.
Your beard was looking haggard all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's supposed to glisten.
Hold on to your brain cells. Here's Antoine's random fact of the day on K92.
Oh, look how the tables have turned. K92 morning thing. We had a heated debate about changing your underwear. And how often underwear needs to be changed, if it has to be changed every day, et cetera, et cetera. Well, several top dermatologists have come out and they say that men, specifically men, do not need to change their underwear every day. If they are not sweaters, heavy sweaters, like they sweat.
Yes, often. They sweat.
Uh-huh. If they don't sweat heavily and they wear loose-fitting boxers, they can go multiple days wearing the same loose-fitting boxers.
So it's only the loose-fitting boxers.
It's only the loose-fitting boxers.
All right, I hate loose-fitting boxers,
thank
so
you.
That'll never be me.
Anything that's tight-fitting, you need to change it every day. So that's why women are recommended to change their underwear every single day.
Every day.
Because y'all be wearing them tight old drawers.
Yes, we do.
But some men like the little baggy drawers.
No,
if you got
don't.
The baggy drawers, you ain't got to change them every day.
You like the baggy drawers, and I'm not going to say anything on that one. No.
I
just don't.
Both.
Do you?
I wear both because some...
The baggy drawers?
It is hard because I go to sleep in underwear. So it's hard to go to sleep in tight-fitting underwear because if I roll around, now it's all getting jumbled and never
Chris,
mind.
Do you own any baggy drawers?
Personal.
No, I do not have any. I've never liked the boxer shorts because if you wear them under your jeans, they bunch up under your jeans. They're just uncomfortable.
Uh-huh, and they're not cute.
Yeah. Shout out to my guy, Freddie Mac, and I'm bringing him up.
Why don't put him
Freddie
in
Mac
it.
And I had a conversation about this like a few years ago, and we found common ground that you have regular during the day underwear, which could be the boxer briefs or the tight fitting, whatever. And then when you go to sleep at night, you want it to be a little bit more loose.
Well, see, now that's different.
That's what I'm saying. That's where the loose fitting boxers are worn.
Yeah, but there's people that wear the loose fitting boxers during the day with their jeans and stuff.
Yeah,
that's true too. But Monica was judging me for just wearing them at any time.
Uh huh.
Monica was putting her judgy hat.
I say throw away the loose drawers, guys. Throw away those loose drawers.
But they're more comfortable when I go to bed. And according
just
to
don't wear any drawers.
And according to these dermatologists. There was a time in my life. There was, according to these dermatologists, it is, you know, hygienic to wear the loose-fitting boxes. If you can wear them multiple days, then it seems like it's more hygienic to wear those.
Right. It gives your nether regions time.
Whoa.
Listen.
I don't know what you're about to say, but you're making me nervous.
It gives your nether regions time to breathe.
Oh.
So,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
That's not the N-word I thought you were going to say. I thought you were going to talk about testicles, but use another word. Right. That's what I was worried about.
Mixed nuts.
Yeah. Yep. That's exactly what... thought he was going to say. We're just going to have Taylor Swift just
hello,
walk
Taylor.
Us
hey,
right
hey.
Out of this.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris rolling through a commercial-free hour. And hopefully what I'm getting ready to say will remind people to check their trunks.
I'm going to be honest. Right now, I'm expecting you to say dead body.
I know.
No. I'm expecting dead body to be the answer.
It's nothing that dark.
Okay.
But I realized yesterday when I opened up my trunk to take out to put in my groceries to my car, I've got a bag pushed back further into my trunk. It is a bag of clothes that I put in there about a month ago that I said, okay, these are going to get donated to the Goodwill or donated somewhere.
Oh.
I keep forgetting that I've got a bag of clothes in the back of my car. And every time I think that I'm going to go out and find a place to donate, it's like, oh, I don't feel like doing it. I'd rather go home. But then I forget about it for a week. And then sure enough, I go open up my trunk to put groceries in, like, oh, there's that bag of clothes that I need to donate, but I keep forgetting about.
Chris, you are me I am you. Because that I had a bag in my Jeep of clothes to donate to Goodwill for so long. I took the bag out of the Jeep because I needed to make space for other stuff.
Oh,
I'm like,
man.
You know what? This ain't getting donated no time soon. So I took it out. So now it's in my basement.
Oh, it's just sitting there. What is going on? You got to donate them. Okay. Well, I mean, I think about my trunk. I have a bunch of I have beach umbrellas. Still sitting in my trunk. I need to take those out.
You are not going to no beach on January 10th, 2024.
You're not going to the beach anytime soon.
No. But it's just that's what's sitting in my trunk that I need to clear out.
Now, is there a process? Do you have, because to your point, we're leaving things in our trunks. Shouldn't we have some kind of process to when we're checking and cleaning out our trunks?
You would think so.
We should,
but
yeah.
No.
But I feel, but it is true. When we put stuff in our trunk, it's kind of out of mind, out of sight. You put something in. I think the biggest lie we tell ourselves: I'm going to put this in my trunk, and I'm going to remember it's there. Because we're not, and we're only reminded about it when we open the trunk. Oh, wait, that's been back there for a month.
All right. Well, Chris, I think you're a competitive person. Is that fair to say? Like to a certain degree, you're competitive.
Yeah.
All right. I challenge you to donate your bag of clothes by Sunday to the Goodwill.
Okay.
And I'll donate mine by Sunday, the Goodwill.
Okay.
So I challenge you and myself to do better, and we will both donate our bag of clothes on Sunday, and we will check back Monday morning to see who actually donated their clothes or who still has a trash bag full of memories in her trunk.
So Antoine needs a competition in order to get it done.
That's the only way I'm getting
it done. He needs to turn this into like some kind
of
game,
a
challenge.
I have to be a winner to do it.
I think I'm going to win this because my bag's already in my trunk, but Antoine has to remember to go to his basement, put it in his car, and then he also has to remember, I have that bag in the back of my Jeep that I need to donate.
Oh, I'm leaving work right now. I don't care nothing else about this show.
No,
I only have one thing on my mind.
No. So hopefully this reminds someone that you have something in your trunk that's been sitting there for a while that you need to take out, either donate or throw away.
Be prepared to facepalm because we can't make this stuff up. It's time for K92's Dumb and Dumber.
On New Year's Day and the subsequent days after, your social media was probably popping with stories of aliens landing in Miami, Florida on New Year's Day at the Bayside Mall. So what happened was there was a riot at the mall, and onlookers, people in the community, said that there were aliens there, and that's what caused the riot. There were conspiracies. There were memes even showing these gray creatures running in between the cars, around the police cars. Like, if you zoom in and you squint one eye and you drink a little bit, it looks like aliens.
It almost sounds like somebody was trying to reenact a scene from Stranger Things.
Exactly. Well, police have ruled out aliens as a possible cause, saying that young people took over the mall, took over that area, and were attacking people with sticks and yelling at each other, et cetera, et cetera. But that does not stop the community of talking about what happened or saying how they feel it was probably aliens. So I got an audio right here of the community talking about their aliens.
There's a big crowd of people running out of Bayside, and then we hear more commotion, and now they're all just running through the streets, running between cars, almost getting hit by cars. It was like absolute chaos.
I think it looks pretty real to me. Alien looked pretty chill.
Yeah, I'd be friends with an alien. I think it'd be pretty cool.
The real question is, are they friendly? Are they after us? Are they going to attack us? Are they going to do world domination on us? Who knows, man?
Who knows, man?
Listen to all that. I'm like, we're screwed. They come, you know, like.
I bet we're friends with aliens right now and don't even know it.
Oh, yeah.
So you're saying there's someone in your life that you are starting to question.
Well, if I was to believe in aliens and aliens did exist, and I said chances are some people that I know and are good friends with could be an alien.
Now I'm looking at all my friends differently. It's really Monica. Monica's probably the alien.
Advice and solving life's biggest dilemmas. This is The Ladies Room with Monica Brooks on K92.
Monica, Antoine, and Chris in The Ladies Room today with our friend Melissa. Melissa is dealing with a jealous friend. Am I right, Melissa?
Oh, yeah. She's very jealous.
All right. Well, tell us about it. What is she jealous about?
I think she's always been jealous of me. I don't know if you've ever had that friend that tells you you look bad in an outfit and then goes out and buys the same outfit.
Monica does that all the time. She has all my hoodies and Nikes, Jordans, and everything.
Oh, I mean, I like the shoes and stuff. I gotta be on that game. But you said that she's jealous and she does nasty stuff like that. I mean, I'm wondering right off the get-go how you're able to even be friends with.
I mean, well, we've been friends for like over 10 years, and she does have good aspects. I mean, she can be really supportive, but I mean, now I'm like, I don't even know how I stayed friends with her so long, because when she's icky, it's really yuck.
Now, do you feel like you've been friends with her because you feel bad for her and you feel like maybe that she needs you?
I mean, I definitely feel like she needs me, but in a really like unhealthy way. Like, I feel like she's happy when things go badly for me.
Oh, wow.
Gosh. So what's happened recently?
Well, yeah, this was the thing. So she posted a picture of my boyfriend in a Facebook group and asked if anyone was dating him. And it turned out that several people are dating him. So, yeah, I mean, it wasn't fun. I'd been with him like 8 months. But at first, like, I was so happy that she did that because, you know, I got to find out. Mm-hmm. And then I just became completely disgusted because it was really clear that she was happy and excited that I was, like, depressed that that had happened.
Right. So did you ask her to do that, to post the picture?
No. No.
That's interesting, because my first thought was, okay, she's looking out for you. She wants to make sure that your relationship is on the up and up, so she posts him. But if she's getting joy out of your sadness, your misery, that means she was unhappy when you were happy in your relationship, so she tried to bring you to her level.
I mean, I didn't even think about it that way, but yeah, that makes perfect sense, and it's even more gross, right?
Yes.
And it also got me thinking, maybe she knew that your boyfriend was cheating on you.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, that didn't even occur to me. Until
We're making it worse. We're making it actually easier
because you know what you have to do. Uh-huh. All right. Okay, well, go ahead and text us at 52353 or call us 540-774-9236 and let us know if you've been in a similar situation and what advice do you have to offer Melissa in the ladies' room on K92.
Advice and solving life's biggest dilemmas. This is the Ladies' Room with Monica Brooks on K92.
Hey, we're back in the Ladies' Room with Melissa, who says that she's dealing with a jealous friend. Been friends with this girl for 10 plus years, and she's actually ruined relationships, and she's just been nasty. Well, we asked you to reach out to us, to text us, 52353, 540-774-9236, and offer your advice. Have you been in a similar situation?
All right. And we got Dominique right here. Good morning, Dominique.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
you came in like a burst of sunshine. We need it right now.
Yes. And I want to just tell Melissa, girl, you're being too sensitive.
Whoa.
Wait, what?
Never mind.
Yes. Because I feel like she should just say thank you to her friend and take her out to dinner.
What?
So you don't think there are any ulterior motives with what the friend's doing? Because like, Melissa's
just saved her from heartbreak. That means she should be grateful to her.
Dominique, you don't have many friends, do you? I'm just like,
Here's the thing, Dominique. I totally see where you're coming from if this was an isolated incident. It seems like this friendship just isn't strong and this friend isn't a good friend.
Well, I'm that type of friend. I would just tell you to get over it.
Dominique's feisty.
Well, you know what? At least she's honest with who she is. So I can respect that part. You know, Dominique's like, this is who I am.
She saved you from, who knows, years of heartbreak. So aren't you grateful for that? Like, you dodged a bullet.
That's a fair point. Dominique, thank you so much for calling in. Melissa, did you hear Dominique?
Yeah, I did hear Dominique, and I guess I should thank her for confirming that I definitely don't want people like that in my life.
Yes.
I thought you were about to say something else. I'm like, what?
Yes,
Dominique came in a little bit too hot right there.
She did.
And I feel like maybe Dominique could have the same personality as your friend that you want to distance yourself from.
I mean, I should probably introduce them.
They will get along splendidly.
Okay, well, you know, Melissa, I think that we helped Melissa out today. You know?
I think we confirmed what she already knew she needed to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes it helps when other people tell you, yes, what you're hearing is correct.
It does, yeah. So keep us up to date, Melissa, and thank you for coming in the ladies' room, K92.
I really appreciate your help. Thanks so much.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
Gotta hit this music.
Why are you so sad over there?
It's my mother. My mother has completely upended my childhood. Because she made a mistake. She has changed our house phone number. The phone number that I had.
I'm sorry.
Since I was a baby.
Oh.
Up into 2023. I had the same house phone number, had it memorized and everything. The same one I gave out to all my friends when they wanted to come over and hang out. The same one I gave to the girls in high school. Like, hey, call when my mama's asleep. I'll answer on the first ring.
Yeah.
My mother has changed that phone number, and me and my brother are very upset about it.
I have a question. Did she change the number because she wanted a new number? Are you breaking the news your mom got rid of her landline?
No, she definitely still has her landline. My mother has 5 cordless phones in her house.
Oh, my goodness.
That landline's not going anywhere. No, what happened was her house phone is attached to her cable.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was trying to make changes to her cable Xfinity bill or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so when she made the change, they deleted her house number by accident. And they didn't realize that they did it. And by the time they realized it and tried to fix it again, they'd given that number to someone else.
Ah! She better take back her number.
She had to get a brand new phone number. They can't take it back.
Call that person and say delete. Delete your account.
She cannot get her old phone number back. So because of a mistake with Xfinity, she has lost her house phone number.
Did she explain how upset her son Antoine was going to be over this?
Well, she didn't tell me about it until she tried. Because I would have burned something down. I would have burned Xfinity to the ground.
No.
But yeah, so we don't have that house number.
I'll tell you how you get it back.
All of my friends still knows that we don't have it anymore. How do we get it back?
You know what? Everyone knows that house number. Everyone call that house number until they say, you know what? I forfeit this number. I don't want it.
But I don't think she'll be able to pick it up. It's not like
she called the company and said, this number clearly belongs to me. Everyone's called as for Shirley. And they'd be like, you know what? This number is her number. Give it back to the woman.
How sad would you be if your mother changed her house phone
number? Devastated. Everyone knows Trigger's number.
Everybody knows.
Everyone
it, right?
knows. She still has her landline. Shoot, she still has that little rotary. You just gotta go through. You mess up.
Of course she does.
See, I talked my parents out of their landline probably about 15 years ago.
Why would you do that?
Because I'm like, you guys don't need a landline anymore. The only people that call you on your landline are spam calls. I don't call you on your landline. Nobody else in the family calls you on your landline.
I call my mother on the landline.
They had cell phones, so they didn't need a landline. So
I
call the landline.
Each and every one of my family members that grew up having a landline. Yeah. To this day, I will call my mother's home phone number, her landline first, before I then call her cell phone, because actually my mother needs to be at home.
Oh.
So she don't need to be out here in these streets.
You go ahead, Shirley. Do what you want. Live your best life, but keep that landline.
Yeah. So you understand.
I understand.
We got to figure out a way to get it back. Hashtag get Shirley's phone number back. I'm starting that petition right now.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
You know what it's time for? Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, it's just so good on my diet so far.
Yes. So they announced yesterday the launch of the 2024 National Girl Scout Cookie Season. And they said the theme this year is Unbox the Future. So they want to remove social barriers that often keep girls boxed in. You know, think about Barbie movie and all that stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they said one thing, no more raspberry rally cookies.
That's fine with me.
Those were my least favorite.
Okay. All right. So you don't have to worry about those. They're gone. But yeah, so you're going to start seeing those tables set up with those cookies.
They always
people
get
reaching
me.
Out.
They always get me.
All right, so that means I'm not going to Walmart anymore. Where else they set up? Target. Not going to Target. Listen.
Kroger.
They be on them corners like drug dealers.
I know they do.
Hey, come on over here. You know I got them lemonades for you. Come get some of these lemonades. I'm like, okay, dealer, you got me again.
Those do's are my kryptonite, man. Oh, so good.
I do think we need a K92 Morning Thing official Girl Scout troop. We need some Girl Scout troop to be in charge of our Girl Scout cookie supply.
Mm.
So we need a troop. We need to find us a troop that takes care of us.
And you know, they're always looking to recruit new Girl Scouts. And I received an email saying, we're looking for Girl Scouts. I'm like,
ahead,
sign Ava up real quick. You sign me up.
I was signing you up. Go get you some badges.
Some of the girls are taller than me. I could probably post them.
Most of them are.
See, if Ava signs up to be a Girl Scout, then you'll be in charge of helping her sell those cookies, too.
All right. All right. You know what? Maybe I'll be, passing out the cookies as well as Stanley Cups, because those Stanley Cups are a big deal, right?
Yes,
how
they
did
are.
It start? Because you know what? They've been around for over 100 years. And they said that it actually started back in 2019 because they weren't selling any Stanley Cups until they handed one off to an influencer on social. And they said, here, promote our Stanley Cup. And they said after that, it took off. So in 2019, they passed it off to, what's the girl's name? Well, from The Bachelorette, Emily Johnson.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They gave her a Stanley Cup. She posted it on socials and people started buying.
And now they charge.
Stanley's been growing for the last 5 years.
Yeah.
they're charging $5,000 for a cup that can survive a car fire. Let's not forget that part.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so we need to clear up the rumor. Selena Gomez and Taylor Swift hanging out at the Golden Globes.
Uh-huh.
And people are talking about how Selena leaned over and was whispering something to Taylor Swift. What was she saying?
Ooh, girl, listen what he did to me.
Uh-huh. And they said the drama started when Selena Gomez, so she walked over to actor Timothée Chalamet.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's whispering, she's talking to him, and he turns her away. I guess people speculate she wanted a picture with Timothée because he's Mr. Wonka, right?
Yes.
Yes. And so he sends her away. She goes back to Taylor Swift, and she whispers something. They're like, oh, what is the drama? Well, Selena says, I want to clear it up. I wasn't talking junk about Timothée Chalamet or Kylie Jenner, anything like that. I was actually telling Taylor Swift about two of my friends that had hooked up.
Look at Selena and she said, gossiping.
Yeah, she said, not that it's anyone's business, but yes, that's what I was talking about.
So
nothing to do with Timothée, Chalamet, Kylie, any business like that.
So the only thing I know is that Selena can't keep secrets. She's out here telling Taylor about people that Taylor don't even know.
I feel like Selena Gomez is me because I can't keep secrets like that either.
Duly noted.
Don't be slow. Speak counts. Time to train your brain. With the K92 Morning Things, think fast.
Time to think fast on this hump day, halfway to the weekend. Monica didn't say it was hump day like she's supposed to every Wednesday.
Oh, no. Hump day.
No, you didn't mess up.
It's late. It's late. Oh, what? It's
we'll try again in 2025. You ruined it. All right. So we're going to play Think Fast. Think Fast is a game where it's going to be Chris versus Monica. I'm going to give you a category where I'm looking for an answer. And I'm going to give you the first letter of the answer. And you guys just have to buzz in with an acceptable answer.
Okay.
It may not be the best answer, but if the answer works for the category, I'm going to give you a point because I'm feeling very nice today. I'm feeling very given.
Yeah, because it's hump day?
All
right.
You ruined it. All right. So first to 2 points wins. Put on your thinking helmets. All right. First category is a talent show talent. So a talent that's done in a talent show. That begins with the letter W.
Wally Wop.
Whining.
Whining.
Yeah.
Whining. I will. I don't love it, but it's acceptable.
Wally Wop. That's when you get ready to, you know, like somebody's getting ready to fight and they go, Wally Wop, you're my Wally Wop. Smack somebody.
So they'll do that in a talent show?
And that's a talent show. That's a talent.
Okay, so, if you've ever Wally Wopped in a talent show, call the show.
No, they're in prison. They can't use those minutes. All right, well, that's 1 point for Chris.
Okay.
Wally Wop. You could at least say it was a dance.
Oh, that is probably a dance. Oh, shoot.
If you said it was a dance. All right, your next one.
Dang it.
A celebrity. So I'm looking for a celebrity that you would love to see in Kroger that begins with the letter H.
Henry Cavill.
Monica loves her some Henry Cavill. She loves Superman.
Even though he may be, you know, boring according to Instagram, and he loves the wilderness and broth.
But that jawline, no.
The strong face.
Strong
he can
face.
Take a Wally Wop.
Wally Wop to the face. All right. Tiebreaker. Whoever gets this one wins the game. What is something that you'd buy at the gas station that begins with the letter S?
Soap.
Soap.
I like your answer.
What were you going to say, Monica?
I don't know. but I heard people buy things at the gas station that they shouldn't buy. Slim Jim. Never mind.
You were making me nervous.
I'm telling you, gas station soap hits different. It's not near as good as you would normally get, but it's soap.
Thought the first date went great, but now you're being left on red? Time to find out why you're being ghosted. This is Blown Off with Monica, Antoine, and Chris on K92.
So we got Rachel on the phone. Good morning, Rachel. Thanks for coming on with us.
Good morning. I'm kind of nervous because I've never done this before.
Oh, come on. Don't be nervous. It's the four of us talking right now. So you met this guy, Daniel, a few weeks ago. You were texting back and forth and talking on the phone and then decided to finally meet, correct?
Yeah. And then last weekend, we finally planned our first date. He made reservations at Alexander's and it was great.
Okay, so I have to ask, you know, what was your first impression of seeing him in person? Like, how was that?
Oh, God, I thought he was so cute. He was wearing jeans and a button-up shirt and smelled amazing, of course. And when he hugged me, oh, my God. Like, I had on this cute dress that came down to the middle of my thighs, so we both looked great for the first date.
How did dinner go? Did dinner go well, or?
It did. We had great conversations. He has a good sense of humor, and we laughed a lot. We shared a dessert. He paid for my meal. Oh, my God.
Good.
Yeah, so up to this point, it sounds like it was a great first date, but you're on the show this morning because he's ghosted you ever since the date. So there has to be something else that happened that you haven't mentioned yet.
Well, after the date, we just kind of wanted to hang out and talk some more, and we didn't want to go back to either of our places. So we decided to just go and sit and hang in my car. We talked a few minutes. Then I got the courage to make the first move. I leaned in and I gave him a kiss and he kissed me back.
All right.
So it was a great first kiss. But we were making out in my car for a couple minutes and then he decided to call it a night. Like he said, he had to get up early in the morning. It was just really odd, okay? Because he kept making out with me and then all of a sudden was like, okay, I need to go.
Hmm.
He said he'd text me later. He never did. So I texted him the next morning and he never texted me back. Then I waited another day and texted him again and still no response. So, like, I obviously did something wrong. Or like, maybe he's actually married or has a girlfriend and doesn't want to tell me.
That's a possibility.
This really didn't think of left.
I know, right?
And there's something that happened that we don't know about. So, because everything was fine up until that point.
I know, right? But I'm just totally lost.
All right, so Rachel, hang on. We have Daniel waiting on hold right now who's heard everything you've had to say. We're going to come back, talk to him, get his side of the story, and then let the two of you talk, and you'll find out why he's totally blown you off.
I just really can't wait to hear what he has to say.
Thought the first date went great, but now you're being left on red? Time to find out why you're being ghosted. This is Blown Off with Monica, Antoine, and Chris on K92.
All right, if you missed it, we've been talking to Rachel, who met Daniel on Tinder a couple of months ago. They finally decided to meet at Alexander's for their first date last weekend. Rachel said dinner was great. They left, had great food, and ended up in her car for a makeout session. And after a couple of minutes, he decided to call it a night. Said he'd text her later, and she hasn't heard from him since. We've had Daniel on hold, who's heard everything Rachel has had to say, and now we want to get his side of the story to find out why he has blown her off. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, guys. Morning.
Okay, so you guys had dinner, and then you decide to just talk some more and end up in the car, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Like, what you said is correct.
Is that where everything went downhill?
Yeah, basically.
All right, Daniel, we're going to take Rachel off hold and let the two of you talk. And you have to be honest with her about why you've been ignoring her text since the date, okay?
All right.
Rachel, so you're on with Daniel, and he's going to be honest about everything, why he hasn't talked to you.
Hey, Rachel.
I just don't understand what happened. I know I didn't do anything wrong.
It was your car.
What's wrong with my car?
Your car's filthy.
Uh-oh.
Filthy? Sorry, I just had it washed a couple weeks, but I've been busy.
No, wait, not the outside of the car. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, like, the interior. It was, like, sitting inside, like, a dumpster.
Mm.
What? Are you kidding me?
No. Do you not realize how filthy the inside of your car is? When I first sat down, I was in shock that a girl as pretty as you would have a car like in such a mess. I mean, there were like empty water bottles, food bags, candy wrappers. They were everywhere.
So my car's a little messy. I work a lot, and I always have to, like, eat on the go, and oh, my God.
What does that have to do with the trash? Like, the inside of your car looks like it was hit by, like, a fast food tornado. There's junk everywhere. Like, we're making out, like, starting, like, making out. I, like, lean the seat back, and I swear I'm staring at a half-eaten slice of pizza. Like, just laying back there in the floorboard, like, she'd taken a bite and just, like, tossed it back.
You're just a clean freak.
No. I am not a clean freak. I like things neat, sure, but your car is like a time capsule of forgotten snacks and discarded items. It's so gross.
Obviously, you woke up and chose to be a jerk this morning.
All right, Rachel. All right. Daniel has told you why he's been ghosting you ever since the day. Did you not realize that your car was that dirty on the inside?
I knew it wasn't perfectly clean, but my goodness. Daniel is obviously some kind of clean freak.
Hey, Daniel, so are you a clean freak?
No, I mean, like I said, I like things, like, organized. But if her car is that dirty, I can only imagine, like, what her house looks like. And, Rachel, that's why I haven't spoken to you since.
All right, well, Rachel, before we let the two of you go, is there anything else you want to say to Daniel?
Actually, yes. Since he's being so honest and mean, Daniel, your haircut looks stupid.
Okay, bye, Rich. I mean, I think that's enough out of you.
This was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants. Blown Off is meant for pure entertainment. Any resemblance to your own dating disasters is purely coincidental. Or maybe not.
You're waking up with the K92 Morning Thing. It's Monica, Antoine, and Chris. It's time to play K92 Words Play for you to win a pair of tickets into the International Wine Festival coming to the Taubman Museum on Friday, January 19th.
And I thought you were going to sing it for a minute there. For you to win. No, I was like, that'll be all right.
You don't want me to sing it.
What do you think, Lori? Do you want Chris to sing that to you?
Look, I'm here because sure. I play the hits, not sing them.
All right. Well, Lori, you have to decide because you are going to play for a pair of tickets to the International Wine Festival. Who are you putting your trust in, Chris or Monica?
Chris.
Okay. You say it very begrudgingly.
She's like,
All right, so you
look,
pick Chris.
We got this, Lori.
All right, so we're going to send Chris out. And while Chris is heading out to the soundproof chamber, Lori, are you a red wine or a white wine kind of gal?
She's thinking about
neither,
it.
But neither, oh. But actually... let's just say red.
Red for the winter fall because, you know, it kind of warms you up a little bit more than you get the white wine in the spring and summer.
Like well,
it's, Valentine's Day, so red.
All there right, you go.
There you go. All right, so what's going to happen when Chris comes back? I'm going to say a word to him, and he has to say the first word that pops in his head. You just have to predict the word that's going to pop in his head. So your first one is dairy. What is Chris going to say when I go dairy?
What's the word? Can you spell it for me? Did you say dairy like milk?
I said dairy. Uh-huh. D-A-I-R-Y. Dairy.
Cow.
Dairy okay. Cow. All right. The next word is red.
Wine.
Red uh-huh. Wine. Okay. All right. The next one is phone.
Dog.
Did you say dog?
Did you say bone like B-O-N-E?
Phone. Phone. P-H-O-N-E.
Phone, like- phone home.
Okay. Slow.
Dance.
Slow dance. Okay. And the last one's always a celebrity. So what celebrity is Chris going to think of when I say Ryan?
Well, God, I see his face, but I can't think of his name.
What do you see him in?
What's
we can help
line?
You out.
He was on the Golden Globes this week with the...
So you talking about Gosling?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Ryan Gosling. Okay. I feel like there's a bunch of Ryans on
uh-huh.
there. So.
All right, I'm going.
All right.
But he might say Reynolds.
So what do you want to go with? What's your final answer?
Gosling.
Okay. So, listen, Lori, you got to perk it up. It's okay. It's all right. You got this. You only got to get 2 out of 5 correct. Chris is going to come in. He's going to bring in that energy and pick you guys up. You got this.
Don't screw it up, Chris.
All right, Lori. Okay, guys, how did Lori do? Do you think Lori and I are going to be on the same page?
You know, she was thinking. She was in thought. She was processing.
Okay. All I know is that Lori said, Chris, don't screw it up.
Oh,
so
my gosh. Okay.
There you go.
All right, okay.
All right, the first word, dairy.
Dairy Queen.
You say Dairy Queen. That's a good one. Lori, what did you say?
Cow.
Okay. Dairy Cow, okay, Dairy, a good cow one, but too. Dairy Queen is it. You know, sometimes they have two employees. I don't know if they're open or not. But anyway.
Don't be shady.
What is it?
All right, the next one. Red.
Oh, red wine.
You say red wine.
It's only fair that I say that because we're talking about going to the International Wine Festival.
That makes sense. Lori, what did you say?
Wine.
Red
there
wine.
There we go. There's one. We just need one more to win. Phone.
Come on, Chris.
Phone call.
Phone call.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Lori, what did you say?
Home.
She was thinking E.T. Phone home.
That's all right. Okay.
That's all right. Mm-hmm. We got two more chances. Slow.
Slow down.
Slow down.
Ah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Lori, what did you say?
Down. Dance.
You said dance. I'm going to say, don't be a fibber. We got this recording. All right. The last one, celebrity. I feel good about this one.
All right.
Ryan.
Oh, probably the most popular Ryan over the past year. I'd say Ryan Gosling.
You talking about Mr. Ken himself?
Yeah, Ken.
Ryan Gosling?
Ken, yep. Uh-huh.
All right, Lori, what did you say?
Gosling.
Yay! Yay! Hey, Chris, yes. You didn't screw it up. Like
Lori said. All right, Lori, you're going to be hanging out at the wine festival. Which wine you drinking? Red wine? I just say red wine for you. Okay, so International Wine Festival happened at the Tommy Museum Friday the 19th, K92.
You're waking up with the K92 Morning Thing. It's Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And Monica, I have a question for you and all the ladies listening to the show right now. Something I've always wanted to know, and I was reminded of this yesterday when I was sitting at a stoplight. I looked over in the car next to me, and it's something that the woman in the driver's seat was doing. She was putting on mascara.
Oh.
And why is it when women put on mascara, you have to open your mouth like this and put it in your mascara? I call it mascara mouth.
Oh.
Why do you open your mouth when like this when you're putting on mascara?
Well, that's the same question to guys when they play video games. Why they, you know, have to focus?
You have to talk to Antoine about that.
Wait a minute. I ain't have anything to do with this, Monica. Don't you bring... Listen, Chris has a question.
I have a legitimate question.
Don't you bring men and video games into this nonsense.
I know, even with my son, he does that. But anyway,
all right.
You know what?
I'm chilling.
I feel like that's a focus mouth, is what that is.
It's a focus mouth?
Yeah, I think when people start to focus, their mouth starts to drop open. I've noticed that when people focus on their order, they're like, oh, they don't know. And you see your mouth starts to drop. Like, even with mascara, that's what it is. You're focused on not poking yourself in the eye. She's already thinking, I'm in the car, I'm driving, I shouldn't be doing this. And you're like, oh, I gotta, you know, have my mouth open. That's what it is.
I'm curious to know, but can you put on mascara or eyeliner without opening your mouth?
Yeah, you can. I do. I think I do. Let me
know. I don't know if you do it or not.
I have mascara in my little bag.
But see, now you're focused on it.
It has to be organic.
But I feel like most women open their mouth when they put mascara on or makeup or eyeliner, right? Why? What does that do? Does that help you put on the mascara and makeup
better?
It does. Does it hold your face steady? I gotta know.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this, and now this question wasn't posed to me because I'm not a woman, nor do I wear mascara eyeliner, but if I'm getting an eyelash out of my eye, I feel like I might have that focused mouth too.
Yeah.
Because I'm just trying to stretch everything on my face to make
to
it
open
easier
it
to open it up.
Mm-hmm.
So I might have that focused mouth too. I do not have it when I'm playing video games.
I bet you do.
Because I'm too angry. So I am like gritting
my
teeth.
Y'all.
I am not doing it.
Hey, yeah, everybody, yeah.
So
kids,
shady.
It starts as a kid. Watch your sons play video games and their mouth starts dropping. Watch your husbands.
Hashtag good news. Hashtag all the feels. It's Antoine's good news story of the day on K92.
6 days. 6 days. That's how long Matt Riem from Indiana was trapped in his truck. He crashed his truck underneath the bridge and was trapped there for 6 long days.
Oh my gosh.
Like, that had to be terrifying.
Yeah.
And so what we have, he was rescued by police and first responders. So we have two clips of audio that I want to play for you guys today just to show the heroic nature of people and how far Matt has come. So the first clip is going to be audio from the police body cam footage trying to get him out and trying to understand what's going on. And then the second part is a Facebook video that Matt posted talking about his recovery. So here is the first part of the audio. Hold on. Got to start it over because I have to play it from our computer because we're having issues with our machine.
That's all right.
Yeah. You stay there. We got medics coming, okay? Don't worry about nothing.
We got you, buddy. We're going to get you out of here, okay? Go ahead and pull your left arm inside the vehicle for me.
Jesus, how long has he been there?
They said 6 or 7 days.
I have learned how to walk again with assistance and a walker. And you know, at 27, I never thought that it was going to be challenging for me to do that, but it is.
27 years old.
Ooh.
27. And then they did have to amputate one of his legs. So when he says he's learning how to walk again, he's learning how to walk with a prosthetic leg.
Oh my goodness.
6 days in a car. If you were trapped in your car right now, your car as it is, what would you survive off of in your car for the next 6 days? What do you have in your car that could keep you alive for the next 6 days?
I may have to lick a penny and find an old French fry that Hendrix dropped. and maybe half a bottle of water and... And yeah, and prayer. Lots of prayer.
I think I have a bottle of water and maybe a bag of gummy bears that I would have to make work for 6 days.
I have a half a bottle of water, some chapstick, and maybe a few mints. That's it.
Hey, okay. Listen, we got to put it together. We got a meal right there. But shout out to Matt for making it through. It's K92.
You're waking up with the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris, about ready to wrap up the show.
Yeah. And we want to give you $1,000. Not only are we wrapping up the show, but we're going to leave by reminding you how you can get $1,000 with K92.
Yeah, so if you missed the code word we gave away at 920, it is Jingle, J-I-N-G-L-E. Enter the code word Jingle at K92radio.com for your chance to win. We're going to give out 4 code words every day. Your next one at 320. And then 520, and then we'll have another one at 720 tomorrow morning.
And because we're in a given mood, if you missed the 720 keyword, that was bills. B-I-L-L-S. Pay those bills, pay off those bills. So we got bills and jingle. Those are the first 2 keywords of the day, and then Bob Patrick's going to hook you up with 2 more chances at $1,000 with K92.
Would y'all like some wine?
Right now, please.
Let me know.
Yes.
But
I mean, I'm up for getting wine wasted after the show.
After, during, right now.
Well, it's illegal. We can't do that.
But we have tickets tomorrow when you play K92's Wordplay. Then you can win a pair of tickets to the International Wine Festival that's happening Friday the 19th at the Taubman Museum.
And I'm going to have to find out. I'm going to have to read that law book of where it says it's illegal to get drunk. I feel like I can get drunk. I feel like I might get fired. But I don't know if I'm going to jail.
It's a holiday?
Yeah. We drink on holidays all the time. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day. All right, but yeah, so we got that for you tomorrow at 8:20. But before we get out of here today.
We have the Morning Thing Nuggets. Don't take life too seriously. You'll never get out of it alive. So enjoy, live it up.
Well played. Brand new episode of The Thing starting tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Peace.
Toodaloo.
Later, Gator.
The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92radio.com.